For a long time, Dane County has tried to be a leader when it comes to innovations in the way that our active farmers engage with the rural community and manure management. One of those people that's been very aggressive trying to come up with answers, partnership solutions, is Dane County Executive Director Joe Parisi. Now, Joe, in the past, Dane County has made headlines for some of the manure digester projects that have started to dot the countryside, started in part by county support and then pivoted after they got going. You are continuing to march down that path of reducing phosphorus runoff and trying to make sure that our lakes remain clean and building community cohesiveness on that plan. Tell me a little bit about where your eye is trained 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, thanks, Pam. It's great to be checking in with you again. Yeah, we've got some really exciting things on the horizon. You know, as you mentioned, we have great longstanding partnerships with our farm families in working to reduce runoff and innovative techniques, be it, you know, working on conservation techniques in the fields or looking toward that more high-tech piece, which is, you know, the manure digesters. And as you know, as you mentioned, we currently have two manure digesters that we helped facilitate the development of. Dane County doesn't own them, but we helped get them going and introduce farmers to the operators, et cetera. And right now, there are about 10,000 cows manure being processed through digesters in Dane County. Now, when we look at some of the biggest challenges that we face, it's, you know, how do we remove more phosphorus from the system? Can we process more manure? And B, how do we make a dent in winter spreading? Because as we all know, it's a source of conflict often between neighbors and farmers. It occurs during that time of year, that period from January to March, where we know about 50% of the year's total phosphorus load into the lake occurs, for the obvious reason that the ground is frozen, it rains, and there's nowhere else for the manure that was spread in winter to go. So what I'm proposing in my budget is a $3 million budget item that would accomplish two major things. It would begin a feasibility study to look at the feasibility of creating a large treatment facility, like, you know, like a very big digester system that could accommodate the manure from up to 30,000 cows. And the reason that 30,000 number is important is because when you look at the 10,000 whose manure is being treated now, and you add the 30,000, that gets us to the number 40,000, which is kind of the magic number that's been identified as the amount of manure that really needs to be treated in the North Mendota watershed out of the 60,000 head. About 40,000 has to be treated for us to get that reduction in phosphorus that we need to make a game-changing impact on our lakes.
Now, Joe, there are some really solid benefits to this kind of a partnership, this kind of collected area as far as resources. You know, people have to understand it's not just about the manure and the value back on that farmland. You've found other ways to capture ingredients that are marketable off these projects.
Yeah, so a couple of things this feasibility study will look at. Oh, and I should mention, Pam, that obviously a feasibility study wouldn't cost $3 million, but the other money is set aside to begin the process of looking for a location, and so we'd have the ability to purchase some land if we can find the ideal location. But yeah, when we look at the marketability of other projects, that's part of what the feasibility study will look at. I mean, there will be fertilizer products, you know, that could come of this. There will be, you know, the solids that are left over after the anaerobic digestion process. And then in that process, of course, with the digestion, that extracts methane gas, for which there's a great market right now, both for sale and for renewable energy credits that people can get for producing that. What I'm not sure, you know, folks may or may not know that when we built a methane processing plant at our landfill a few years ago that extracts the methane from our landfill and cleans it and turns it into compressed natural gas that's used for transportation fuel, which has been very successful for the county and brings in a lot of money for Dane County. We also invested in an offloading station at the landfill so that farmers who are utilizing digesters, so those digesters can truck in so that those digesters can do the same extraction and compression of their methane at the site and then truck it into our facility where they have access to the interstate pipeline so that they have a market for that methane. And that's a very that's really what makes the economics of the current digesters work, is the ability to bring that compressed methane over to our landfill station and sell it. So yeah, so we have methane, and it's very environmentally sound to be able to, you know, extract that methane. It's good for the environment. It cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions. We have the possibilities of fertilizer. We have the possibility of things you can do with solids, et cetera. And then it solves a big manure management problem for many farmers. And so we look at the possibilities. You know, we always try to look at, as you know, Pam, from our approach, we don't point fingers. We partner with people to look for solutions. And I think we've been pretty successful so far. And often when you approach things that way, you can find win-win solutions that benefit everyone. So I think there's some exciting potential here.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dane County Executive Director Joe Parisi talking about some plans as far as nutrient management for our Dane County farmers in 2023. You know, the other item that I don't want to overlook, Joe, because it doesn't get as much attention as our dairy operations specifically do, your Suck the Muck project. Continuing in 2023, that is one of those hidden gems that people don't realize is also causing us issues with regard to algae.
And that's been a very successful program. So for folks who aren't familiar with Suck the Muck, one of the things we did, you know, a few years back, we started measuring our progress that we were having through some of the partnerships I mentioned with our farm families in having initiatives and, you know, to do new practices on the field that reduce phosphorus runoff. And we measure that, you know, we measure to see, you know, how much success we're having. And there was kind of a head scratcher. There was a puzzling result in some of the streams where we knew from the projects that were taking place in the field that there was not as much runoff coming in. So we should have seen reduced levels of phosphorus in the water, but we weren't seeing that. So what we did is partnered with some scientists from the DNR, and we did a little digging, literally, into those streams that we were measuring, and found that there was already phosphorus in those streams in the form of muck that was decades old and sometimes over 100 years old from runoff that had occurred before any of us were born. And it was from runoff that occurred, you know, before a lot of the modern conservation practices were put in place. And so no matter how good a job we're doing and, you know, how good a job our farmers are doing today, there was all this legacy sediment built up in the rivers and sometimes, you know, like 6-7 feet deep. So we realized, and then so that phosphorus would just seep right into the water from underneath the water. So we realized that part of what we had to do to address phosphorus to be comprehensive is go in and remove that sediment that had been lying in there for decades leaching phosphorus. And so we started a few years back, and we call it Suck the Muck because it's literally sucking the muck right out of there. It's a hydraulic dredger, and it goes in and it vacuums out all of that phosphorus-laden muck. And so you end up with these nice, clear streams. You can, you know, most cases see to the bottom of them. You get to this nice sand and kind of gravel bottom. It's good for fish habitat, and it gives us a fresh start. And we take that muck, and we usually get rid of it in some very environmentally friendly ways. We've used it for fill, for example, at an old mining site, and then seeded it over with prairie seeds, and there's a nice prairie there. So then that sequesters that phosphorus because of that thick layer of prairie over it. So when it rains, it's not available to run off anymore. And so when we look at the practices we're doing upstream with our farm families, we have to realize that that's an important piece of this, but it's not all the work we have to do. And so we continue that Suck the Muck work every summer, and we're making great progress. And, it, you know, you're right. I'm glad. Thanks for mentioning it, because it's another exciting initiative that will continue in 2023.
One more question for you, Joe. When you took over as Dane County Executive Director, did you ever imagine that you were going to get such an education on manure management and nutrient retention?
Hi. Manure with the best of them now. It's been quite an education, and it's been a lot of fun getting it too. It's been great to meet more and more people, and you know, learning is, you know, just makes life worth living. And what's really exciting is, you know, we've been able to accomplish so much, and there's still more partnerships to be had and more great work that I can see being accomplished over the next few years.
Well, definitely setting an excellent example that others can watch. Now going into 2023, that's Dane County Executive Director Joe Parisi talking about their nutrient management plan and some of the partnerships that they've established prior to and will continue with in 2023. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.